gentlemen, welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for December 3rd, 2019, at 10:30 a.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
If you don't mind, please, by your head. We definitely want to start off by saying a special prayer for our county. We have gone through quite a bit in the last few months. Commissioner Weaver and this area down Mid County, we have to think about and pray for everyone that was affected there and in the Port Arthur area. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you just put your divine love around this county and every elected official in this county. We ask that you not only put your loving arms around each elected official, but the families of our workers, families of people that's away fighting for our democracy. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. This we ask in no other but his darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our agenda today with item of purchasing item A is receiving file bid for a rebid of term contract for mowing for Jefferson County. Item B is consider approval award execute receiving file acceptance for all for rebid term contract for mowing for Jefferson County with Universal Operations LLC is shown on attachment A. Item C will be replaced by agenda item E. Item D is consider approved disposal of scrap metal property for transfer to a metal salvage company in there sold for such prices it may demand with the funds being returned to the county. And the addendum, item A is consider and approve execute receipt file job order contract with C-Tex Construction Corp. for Fort Park Midway repairs. And choose one of the following repair option repaired. And there's a change in the numbers that are posted in the agenda and the addendum.
Yes, sir. Okay, the repair of the culverts is correct for the 124-624-96.
Okay.
The repair to the asphalt only is 649-44167. Right. And then we would add those two together for the complete repair, which would be
760-773-774-65-66. Judge and court, I think I asked Deb to make sure that they broke it out. And I thought I'd made myself perfectly clear. It was very important that we did the underwork first. Wine bill members, that was more important right then, and we may have to go another year with the patch job, but more important was making sure that we did that underwork so we can get it out the way.
So that
and
would
the
be
time and the time wise would make it crucial for that.
So that would be the repair of the culverts, correct, sir?
Correct.
So we have discussion.
Yes.
I got a motion and a second.
Oh, I'll motion.
Second.
And then we'll discuss and pick one of the all.
I guess that's my question is, it says here under the agenda item, choose one of the following. So does that mean choose the culvert repairs or the asphalt overlay repair, one of the other?
Or the culvert and the asphalt repair.
Okay, well, I guess I'm reading it. It says choose one of the following, so I'm just curious.
We have three options.
Been any discussion by the board as to what assistance the YMBL might be with this project? That's interesting to know that we,
as Tommy has before on that.
Come on up to the podium.
One.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. We appreciate the opportunity to come and speak and be before you today. What a great turnout we have. I'm very proud of our members and our organization for being here and supporting this cause. Before I start, I would like to commend each of you for the job that you did this weekend. I felt very protected because of your actions, so thank you very much. Safety is what we're looking for. Safety is the reason that we're here today discussing, and I appreciate you finally bringing it up to Commissioners Court for this decision. The culverts seem to be the issue. The culvert, the misalignment of the culvert is definitely the issue because that's creating the problem, it's creating the voids under the ground. Would we like to have a new asphalt on top of it? Absolutely, because then that leads to the next thing, strollers, you know, carts being pushed around. It would make it a little bit more easy and more safe if the asphalt was fixed, but certainly the culverts are what we're looking for. As President Lyon-Yale and through our membership, our board approved last week, if need be, we could offer assistance in whatever the court seemed and deemed necessary to get the job done. I was hoping that this conversation would occur after the discussion, just to see where you are, so not to say I'm not playing my hand, but certainly we're here to assist in any way because we want to be the tenant that you want us to be at Ford Park, and we're here to assist.
I guess my question to the court is, it's wherever the court will be. Obviously, Commissioner Alford is correct that, you know, drainage is the first thing that you look at when you're looking at either road surface or any kind of surface environment. So you want to fix that. My concern is once you dig up those culverts and do all the repairs that are needed, you're going to have raw ground there that it potentially could be an issue. And, you know, my judgment tells me to be wise to go ahead and fix that while you're doing the work out there instead of coming back at a later date. You know, the age of that surface area out there is quite old. I'm not aware that there's ever been an overlay put on it. Judge, do you know?
I don't know, Commissioner.
Has there been?
No, there's been patching, and I appreciate your thoughts on the age of it. I appreciate your thoughts on the tearing up of it. But as has been stated, because of the judge had City of Beaumont, Mr. Kyle Hazen, sent out a camera. It showed us where our problems were. We need to get that repaired because, correct me if I'm wrong, when the carnivals come, they have heavy equipment that come to those locations. We've had rain and all those things. So we need to make sure the under is corrected. I understand what you're saying with the strollers and things of that nature, but time-wise, I don't know if we're gonna have the time with the weather we've been having and things of that nature. That's why my push was we do the under. We have had the patch in the past from Precinct 4, the upper. We may have to do that this time around. Before we say we're gonna spend that money on that, let's make sure we get the under done. We don't know if it's gonna be extra, as it's stated, approximate.
Does anybody have an overlay or looked at where these culvert structures are laid out throughout the midway? And my question, the reason why I ask that is, if these outriggers come down on that raw ground where the culverts have been dug up, obviously that could be an issue. I'm just throwing that out there for discussion. It kind of goes back to my previous point of that raw ground potentially being an issue with anything laying on it. But whatever the wishes of the court.
First of all, let me correct that. It's not going to be raw ground. When I say we went in and patched, we made sure that there was base material. And if I'm not mistaken, there was already a bores done to make sure that the consistency of the undersurface was there, the material there, so we do have that. But the problem that you're saying, raw ground, you know, we would go in and overlay like we've done in the past to make it usable for this fair season if we don't have problems.
please be aware that we did have core samples taken.
Correct.
And this asphalt repair will repair those spots that the base was, had completely deteriorated in some areas. No, in some, in the 40 by 40 areas, there are some, there's 40 by 40 areas that need the base repaired. And this is included in the asphalt.
My preference is to do it once and to do it right. I think we and to do it all. And we said that we've got $500,000 in the budget.
Correct.
And, you know, I hate to put you on the spot, Mr. Warner, I really do. But, you know, the Open Meeting Act won't allow me to go out after the meeting to discuss with you. You know, I think if the YMCA were willing to contribute $200,000 to the repairs, that might make our decision a little bit easier, but and then also know that time is of the essence. We've got 3.5 months before you've got to be in there. So,
Judge, the board did not approve me to give $200,000. But that's not to say that I could not make an emergency board call out and have that approved with discussion. Our concern is also the time factor.
Yeah.
Because we're 116 days from the fair with the holiday season and the cold weather, and it's time.
Yeah, and generally on that asphalt, and the other commissioners can correct me if I'm wrong, is the temperature. You know, you need at least 70 degrees minimum to shoot that asphalt to get it to bind. So time is a factor.
Well, then why don't we do this? With time being a factor, why don't we go ahead and approve the underwork today?
The culverts?
Yeah, and give him the opportunity to go back and discuss this with your board and any membership that has questions. Get back in touch with us if we can put the remainder of it on the agenda for next Tuesday, because they're going to have to do the underneath work in any event first. So
moved.
One more quick question, Judge. Just make sure I understand. We've got the two separate bids. The one bid for the $124,000 plus is to go in and dig up the existing culverts where they attach to each other, et cetera, stabilize the ground and fix the culverts so they're in alignment. Hopefully, will stop any further erosion from occurring. Is this, I couldn't decipher it from the bid I looked at. Is this also putting in stabilized concrete and covering with limestone base on the top after they finish the excavation?
It says set in cement, stabilized sand, backfill and compact, reinstall line base and compact.
So they're not putting it overlay on the top?
No, sir.
Commissioner Albert, did I understand you said that y'all could do that? Have that done prior to the fair to make sure it's all.
That's why we wanted to make sure we had the underdone.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to qualify to make sure that we were talking about an asphalt type surface after the repair is made. So it shouldn't be an unsafe condition for the participants for the fair members. I just want to make sure. Okay. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So I have a motion to spend the $124,000.
$624.96.
$624.96.
Second.
Okay, and we're also voting on the other agenda as under first. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Mr. Warner, under the Open Meetings Act, you can pick one member of the court, you can even pick two members of the court. But when you come to a decision, don't pick the three members.
Thank you, Judge.
All right. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider proper approval and authorize the County Judge to execute a third amendment to the rental agreement between Jefferson County Golden Pass Products LLC to extend the term of the lease of office space. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items that I may consider approved fiscal year 2020 budget amendment, court master. decreasing in $100,000. Item B is to receive and file the victim incident notification everyday program service agreement with Ashford from the period September 1st, 2019 through August 31st, 2020, the cost of which is reimbursed by the Office of the Attorney General. Item C is to consider approved fiscal year 2020 budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for the purchase of a grade off, with the money for that coming out of several various accounts within Precinct 4. Item D is to consider approved fiscal year 2019 budget transfer for the jail for an additional cost for medical claims over the contract cap of $106,100. And item B is Rayward County Bill, check number 465822. Through 466075 for the period ended 11/26/19, and check number 466076 through 466249 for the period ended today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Second. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Patrick, on the contingency, was that something we budgeted for this year?
This is something we did not. This does come out of contingency. It doesn't increase in revenue that the precincts will get. You're still going to get the same amount of revenue. This just allows that budget to go up so we can purchase this piece of equipment.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have several items. Item A, to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the Democratic Party and Republican Party of Jefferson County to enter into a 2020 joint primary election services contract with Jefferson County Clerk and County Election Officer. Item B is to consider and approve early voting location, dates, and times for the primary election to be held March 3rd, 2020. Item C is to consider and approve election day vote center locations for the primary election to be held March 3rd, 2020. Item D is considered to approve the following appointments to the county station for the joint primary to be held March 3rd, 2020. County Station Manager Wayne Ovio, Tabulation Supervisor Jeff Roth, Assistant Tabulation Supervisor, that's going to be changed from Paul Helenda to Mary Helm because of his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items under County Clerk?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver and Alford. All right, any discussion?
Yeah. Carolyn, could you, any changes, any new information on these voting locations? And have you communicated with the party chairs?
Both of the party chairs are here today. We have Judy Nickel for the Republican Party and Ava Gray for the Democratic Party. Y'all will stand. Thank you.
Anything y'all wanted to say about the agenda?
We're excited.
The only change we have is that we've been in communication with Lamar University because they would like their location to be an election day vote center. And so we're working that out with them at this time. That's about it.
You had one more to pull off there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The Zion Hill Baptist Church, they're in the
Elvesta
area, which we haven't had a center over there in quite a while. They got flooded out. And so we're looking at opening a place in the Elvesta area.
Thank you.
That's for election day.
That's for election day. That's correct.
Well, where are they voting for?
They have a community building there in the back.
At the same church?
At the church, yeah.
Early voting also.
At Zion Hill, huh?
But early voting also.
No, early voting, we still have the same locations. You have a list of them. Okay. 11 no, early voting locations.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about
go ahead,
he finished. Well, I have a mic on, as long as it was fussing at me.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Two questions. One, the addresses for the precinct one, and also, find it again. I skipped over. Here we go. You have OC Mike Taylor Career Center. This is on the election day. North Street, Beaumont, but then you have China on the far right. Is that a mislocation?
That must be an error, sir.
Okay. Jane, I think it just swaps with the one below it, but with the one above it, OC Mike Taylor, and the one in precinct one should be China.
Okay.
Right?
My copy reflects the Beaumont. I'm afraid sure what copy we can.
I got the one that's attached to the agenda.
Okay.
And it says the OC Mike Taylor Career Center it has the first, or the next to the last column is Beaumont, and then the last column is China. The one below that has on Highway 90 China, and the next column Beaumont. So I'm not sure if that's just flipped around or.
I don't know. I'll check on it because my copy has okay. Something different. I will check on it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution to extend the disaster declaration for Crawford Farm in Melbourne, so it's section 418.108 of the Texas Government Code. I have a motion on that.
I'm going to make the motion, Judge, and I want you to explain this. And again, we continue to do it. How does it benefit our services?
It moved and seconded it just to allow the authorities within the government code to be utilized in the event we need to do any kind of expedited purchasing for the event. I think as time goes on, it'll be less necessary, but I wanted to keep it in effect at least until the CDBG disaster
okay.
Come in.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, one item, receive and file the investment schedule for the October 2019, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering, we have several items. Item A is consider and possibly approve minor plat of Lewis Estates. John Vanessa Survey, abstract number 380, located off FM Highway 365 in Florida Street, precinct number 1. That's in the city of Nome and had met all of our plating requirements. Item B is to execute, receive, and file access road easement agreement with Port Arthur LNG Common Facility Company, LLC, for the transportation of crushed stone and other materials during the construction of relocated Texas Highway 87, located in precinct number 3. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit number 09U19 with AT&T. The placement of fiber optic cable along Boyd Kidd Roads in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have addendums under risk management. Item A is consider and possibly approve vehicle insurance coverage for the Health and Welfare Department's mobile medical unit effective December 3rd, 2019. National indemnity account for an annual premium of $7,046. Item B is consider and possibly approve professional liability insurance coverage.
Judge.
For the Health and Welfare Clinics.
I would ask that we table B and go with A. I think the Art and I visited earlier this morning.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Anybody have any tabling beans or things that we can further discuss? All right. Do I have a motion on item A?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. If anything, any member of the court, we can bring to the attention of the public without affecting that.
Well, the position here I'll bring right now, Judge, we just approved for that insurance for the mobile medical unit this afternoon. Commissioner Weaver, they will be in the mid-county area and south county area getting tetanus shots for individuals that need them from the incident that occurred this past week down there.
And it has been a rather memorable, I should say, Thanksgiving week. And I want to express my appreciation to all the citizens of Jefferson County for your cooperation and steadfastness during this event. I want to extend my deep gratitude to our first responders who have done an amazing job event that defies explanation for why there was not a loss of life. I had the opportunity this morning to go by the steelworker, call it 4 days, and physically
if I didn't echo some of these comments from my constituents and personally my family. My mom and dad lived across the street, and it blew their front door off and back doors off, side windows out of their house, and scared them to death. So you can imagine as a son getting a call from your 75-year-old father at 1:15 in the morning, I don't know what's going on, you're waking up deep sleep saying the refinery blew up. Good to say that everybody was safe, but I just wanted to commend you on your leadership handling the incident for us, and particularly for my precinct, and Sheriff for having those extra units out there. It made people feel good. And all the work from emergency management, coordinating everything. And so it's deeply appreciated, not just from my constituents, but me personally, having family that dealt with this. And again, Judge, thank you.
Thank my PIO officer right there.
One more quick request. We lost one of our employees this past week on the 27th, actually the day of the fire, Trent Fontenot. He was with our Belmont maintenance crew, been more or less the night person working in the courthouse, and he passed away at 53 years old. So I would ask for a moment of silent prayer on his behalf and his families. Amen.
Yeah, I did not know that, Allison. I saw you there out in the crowd there. Appreciate everything that you did to help with emergency management. The judge get that pertinent information out to Mid County, so it's appreciated.
All right. If nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for your attendance here.